Blog Talk Radio.
All right. The name of the Almighty of all creations, the divine and supreme mathematical mind, Heavenly Father, and I miss today, the great and supreme teacher, the supreme essence, creator of all creatives, master of all masters, the absolute and divine power, and I miss today, the most righteous one, and also in one of the most powerful names that I come in, the Supreme Soul. In all of my gracious, powerful names and attributes, do I give all my divine and supreme greetings of mathematical science, supreme nature, and righteous science. The energy is now changed over. Y'all now will know, see, and hope to understand this voice and mine. You cannot study and understand this mind. Hear the power in this voice. There's wisdom and knowledge everywhere and anywhere. And in all things, especially for those who don't listen at me, although study me, study this powerful supreme mind, and even study my mid-nature, study of us all. I came on to inform all that I was asked to do certain things, which I did do, as I told you all that I would. It doesn't really do much for me personally or impersonally to destroy things. It does very little for me. Although since you all are more starstruck by destruction, because the devil has convinced you all that to destroy is powerful and to build is weak. You all have been convinced that. So with creation, meaning the planets and this universe and all that you see, is a construct. If I was about destruction, most of the things that you have or you apply to in your everyday life, you wouldn't have them. Because in order to destroy something is to take away everything or you to be stripped from something. And only time you destroy or you take away from a person is if they're being punished. Kind of like people who are in prison, or when you strip your child of his or her privileges because of their misbehavior. So that does nothing for me. Although, since there is a season for everything and a time for everything, and only when a child, you told a child all you could possibly do, as you all's parents, has a saying going on this planet, particularly amongst the neutral community. Although a true saying, regardless of who it comes from or through. Although the saying goes, if you can't hear, you sure can feel. This is what a parent, guardian, or a teacher in showing a child or someone filled with inexperience or youth and teaching them the life learned lessons, then you show them at the level they can understand, or you reach them. As we have where we sent messengers in many names, and yet your Tupac came with a message. You have all these other people who were ex-criminals and whatnot, gave you a message. Even Malcolm X, when he got himself cleaned up and whatnot, he was an example, and he came with a message from his teacher. So getting the message across today, by, as in Malcolm would say, also any means necessary, that's exactly what we did. Every way necessary, you got a warning. You got a message. We sent it through these people. We sent it on Facebook. You got it all over YouTube. There's no excuse today why you can't have it. Even the May devil put it in the library for you. You know, this body first started developing its consciousness for me to be awakened. You know, we used to go to the library and fall asleep in the library, reading every black nationalist book you can name. Then we fall asleep and then wake up again. Then when I was awakening within the self, it felt so good, and the feeling was just out of this world. It couldn't be explained in words, the feeling. It was almost like having an outer body experience, although inner body experience, because this mind and this entity was coming alive. And then was really time when I had really reached the knowledge that it ain't just one level here. There are many dimensions here. Then that's when my mid-self to the highest degree for that level to be conscious, if that makes any sense. So, a lot of you all out there don't deserve to be here on this planet, true. The devil knows it. That's why he has things in place for you to get rid of you. And he's permitted to do that. All that he can. This is part of him being a cleanup man. Everything and everybody he can destroy, destroy it. Because we only want the best, not the less. So if you can't survive, and as we say, the cream or supreme rises to the occasion, regardless of what happens, what's taking place, you just continue to rise as the cream does. It starts, it drops at the bottom, and it rises to the top naturally every time it's agitated. And that's what gods and supreme gods do. Because the test, as I teach you all, the test is either going to bring out the best or the less in you. So that's one idea there that I wanted to leave with. Are there many things I can go into? Sure. Will I? Possibly not tonight. Although this me itself that I have is an example to you of also what you can build from within. On how, since I'm any and everywhere, how I could be applied also within you. On this same spiritual bloodline. Not a physical one. Some of those who are rotating and gravitating off of the spiritual life, since that's what the blood means, you all have the blood of the lamb and different things. All that is the life. You are given life, not actual blood. So, giving you spiritual blood or a spiritual lifeline for you to have and grow within. So, back to what I was saying. So, when you discipline in a child, of course, the lesson is, or the teacher is to teach the child the lesson and make sure that they learn the lesson. Once when they learn the lesson, the negative effects will lessen. That's what a lesson is. You'll simply have less effects or be less affected with negative. So once when you get these lessons, you move on. Therefore, you can then grow. As we say, learn or earn your reward. Anyways, I came out to share these few things with you all. I'm going to be asking certain things. And why, I'm going to explain why I have to be asked to a degree. You know, no one does things naturally without being asked most of the time. Even when you go to work, you're asked to come in at a certain time. Or if you want a hug or a kiss from your wife or kids or whatever, 99.9%. You have to have an invite or you have to be asked or permitted. That is natural respect. It's for you to be permitted to do something instead of you just doing things without permission, without being asked. So it's sort of it allows a person to give you that energy when they give you the permission. That means whatever they're asking, they're going to humble themselves, they're going to submit, and they're going to humble their energy to you so that you can make what they need to have or what they want to receive, make it happen. So it's almost like give and receive, as I always share. In order to receive, you have to have an open hand, nothing in it, no preconceived ideas. So that's in essence what you're doing there. You're releasing all preconceived ideas. You are locked, cocked, and ready to go. Don't be invited more so to do different things. although I want to be invited. When I'm invited, it's hard to even put into words. I just really hope, I wouldn't say I hope. I really don't want you all to get me confused from this level, from my mid-level. You can come on and try and test me and bring out the best of the less of me. Well, I guarantee you're going to get the best. I guarantee you that. And if you do get that, it might not be too good on you for me to go there. Because then, as I'm rising to that best, or you waiting for my less and I'm rising to that best, then I'm going to crush you. Then what? So I strive to be as humble as possible, regardless on who likes me. I'm not here for nobody to like me. I'm not supposed to be liked by being in the midst of devils. Clear of that. I want no friend, don't need any. I'm not here for that. No one can, if I don't, your book tell you I trust no one. If I trust no one, then who or what could really be a friend to me? Since a friend is one who knows what you know is about what you're about, who can truly be that? Do most of you all really have friends, or do you have pretenders? Do you really have friends, or do you just know a bunch of people? Do you really have friends, or do you not know truly what a friend truly is? Just food for thought. So, give me a second. Okay, good. So as I was saying, I don't mind it. I don't mind, or we don't mind a test. You really can't test me too much. You can try all you want, although this level is so supreme, I'm already there. There's not much you can really bring out. Besides another domain of me, another dimension of me, which, as I said, it might not do you of any service if you want to see that. Although whatever you want to see, if you ask me on that, I will more than likely show up in the unseen. Don't need to show up in the flesh. I can't be everywhere in the flesh. Although I can be everywhere, and I am everywhere in the unseen, in which you can't see. That's the most powerful. You can't see your thoughts, although the thoughts are the most powerful of you as an individual, the most powerful that humanity has as a whole. Although it's such a power, or it is your individual power, that's why it's unseen or it's hidden where nobody can see it or calculate it. They can see it, then they can affect you. Although the only way they can contain your mind and your thinking is if they have you or misteach you from birth and or they spook you out so badly that you just can't see simple logic. Those are the only ways that somebody could, as we say, mind control you. Back on topic. There's going to be many things taking place. Mark this word. First of all, this hurricane tomorrow is going to be one of the worst, if not the worst, this country's going to have experience. There will be a lot of speculation, about it, on how, where, and what. Although the way this thing is hitting this place, still a disaster for Florida. Matter of fact, when this is done, a lot of Florida is going to be in the ocean. I'll just tell you that. Can the sea levels go back down again? Perhaps. Although what people don't understand is that landmass, just like Manhattan Island, after September 11th, it sinks. Almost like those landslides down there in California with a certain amount of rain or certain different, it turns into a landslide. It don't have to be raining. Those are called the mudslides. Although, once when the land has been broken in so much from masses of rain and dryness and other different things, it just makes it so brittle. It's just eventually, along with the pressure of a home or different things, it's really not supposed to be on a hill or a mountain. It just slides off. This is the same thing with this. So, everything basically from here on out that these people touch is going to turn into stone. Everything. And yes, they have the private bunkers and underground bunkers and all, they got all that already to place. They're going to really be applying this right now. Matter of fact, there's rich people right now underground in hotel resorts. You didn't know they had those things. Anyways, just a food for thought, and I basically figured I would come out tonight. I mean, really denied, so to say, of coming as I really want to. And I would love to come out a lot more, and I will. So you all definitely can look forward to that. Anyways, when invited, when called upon, all these things will come to pass. Whatever is asked or whatever is requested, I will bring. As of now, this place and other certain places need a good spanking, a good talking to, because they have set their boundaries, their borders. So they stepped over their boundaries, then therefore they're into my domain, into your domain or others' domain when you step past your boundary. So as a man or even a territorial animal, it's going to defend their territory, their land, or their area, their space, naturally. Anyway, we will make sure America's whip from now on. There's nothing. I'm talking quakes, massive. I'm talking about the increase of everything. Everything being at its highest. Everything. All right, well, this thing is indicating a time situation. So it's going to just about be my time here. Definitely study what's said, how it's said, the voice that said it, and everything else that I've shared tonight. And that will do yourself a service, not me. You ain't helping me. You helping yourself. I'm already there. You need to be there. All right, so with that said, mathematical science, supreme righteousness.